الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى قال: لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot reach the level of piety of birr until you give in the path of Allah, until you sacrifice in the path of Allah, until you spend in the path of Allah that which is most beloved to you. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. This is not referring to simply spending, it's referring to spending with a clear intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving that which is the most pleasing for us. And we have the stories of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhim ajmain, who gave things that were most beloved to them. Abu Talha al-Ansari, Umar ibn al-Khattab and other people gave things which were most beloved to them. The question is here, what are the ayat of the Quran? Didn't come only for the Sahaba, it came for all Muslims and for all time. So it came for you and me. Question I ask myself and I ask you to ask yourself is, what are you and I willing to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is most beloved to us? My brothers and sisters, that which is most beloved is not necessarily something which is material. It can be, and very often is, something which is not material but which is very beloved, which we have a great deal of sentimental attachment to, something that we really enjoy, something which is, sometimes these things are not even haram, it's just that we enjoy them. But if we give that up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives us better. For example, we might be very addicted to our sleep and we might say, well, you know, I like to sleep after Fajr and I wake up at 10 o'clock and I really love that time of sleep in the morning from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And the reason I even get that sleep is because I go to sleep very late in the night. Now the question is that, am I willing to give that up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wake up early and then spend that time which I get, the several hours of that I will get, 3 to 4 hours a day, which is literally, 3 hours a day is more than 3 hours waking time in the day is more than 1,000 hours. For the year, I spend that time effectively and I spend that time positively in doing something which is of benefit to me and which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe I spend that time, those 3 to 4 hours, I spend the time learning Arabic, or I spend the time reading Quran, or I do something useful, or I read some other good things. So the point is that, am I willing to give up that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For others it might be, what am I doing with the rest of the time that I have during the day? For example, what kind of company do I keep? Where do I go? What do I do? Who do I sit with? And so on and so forth. For other people, it might be, am I willing to give up all these club memberships that I have? Clubs which were created by people who had nothing to do with Islam. The club is created for the sake of, purely for the sake of companionship, for the sake of of friendships. But these friendships are not based on Islam. So therefore, the club has has all sorts of haram things that are activities that go on in the club. The club has a bar. The club has a card room. The club has a place for gambling. The club has parties with men and women and dancing and music and everything else. And I became a member of this club because at that time we didn't know enough. But now, alhamdulillah, I know, and am I willing to give that up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I still going to be in that list of that club? Because remember, the membership of a club, the way it is different, is that you are a shareholder of that club. So whatever happens in that club, you are actively or tacitly a partner to that. This is not like being, for example, a member of a gym which is located in a hotel which also has a bar. You are purely a member of the gym. You have no say in what else happens in that hotel. The hotel doesn't charge you for that. You don't share in the expense of that. You don't share in the decision making of that. But in a club, the club bill that you pay, the subscription that you pay, goes to support all the activities in the club. The barman's salary comes out of your subscription. The upkeep of the bar comes from your subscription. The salary and the upkeep of the card room comes from your subscription. There is no way that you can take that away from it. The New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve parties, which are full of haram, all of these come out of your subscription. Sometimes they also add on a special subscription for that party, which you happily pay, and if you don't pay, then they throw you out. Isn't it better to leave such things? Because these are clearly haram. There is absolutely no doubt about this. The only one who puts doubt in your mind about this is Shaitan. So do you want to listen to Shaitan, or do you want to listen to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ask yourself this question and say, are you willing to give this up for the sake of Allah? Stop fooling yourself, because you will not only not reach the level of birr, but you will be listed with those who deliberately committed haram. And you will be listed with those who deliberately committed haram, but who came and they acted in a pious manner in the masjid. What is your word that you know in the Arabic language for those people who come in the masjid and are with the Muslims, but then who leave the masjid and they go and sit with and come and collude with and make friends with those who do things which are haram and which are against Islam? I don't want to take the word, you know the word very well yourself. So what are you willing to give up? I'm saying this because alhamdulillah we are getting closer and closer to Eid al-Adha, which is the festival of sacrifice, which is the commemoration of the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested, and it was a very severe test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through, where he was asked to sacrifice his son, and alhamdulillah he and his son both proved true to that test. The question I ask myself and you is, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put us to such severe tests, but what test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the test that He does put us to, what are we doing with that? Are we passing those tests or are we failing those tests? We need to ask these questions to ourselves, because one day there is an accounting. Whether we believe it or we don't believe it, there is an accounting. And at that time, we don't want to be in a situation where we come out the losers because we failed on these tests. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to also think about this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you cannot reach the level of birr, the highest level of piety, unless you spend that which you love the most. The other side of it is equally true, which is that inshallah, if we do spend that which we love the most, Allah will give us that state of piety. I ask you to ask yourself this question: what is the value for you of dua which is never rejected? What is the value for you of kalima when you are dying? What is the value for you of seeing Muhammad Rasulullah in your dream? What is the value for you of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sweetness of salah? Decide that. Is that as much as the membership of your club? Is that as much as whatever wrong that you are doing? Is that as much as the collection of friends that you have who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are disrespectful to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are they worth more to you than these things? And take your own decisions. Take your own decisions. Wallahi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you and me to do that which is pleasing to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves and save us from our shahwat and our nafs, so that we leave that which is clearly harmful for ourselves and we embrace that which is clearly beneficial for ourselves. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to help us to spend in His path that which is most beloved, to us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that from us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.